All right, good morning. All right, finishing up preparations here for the Saints. Ought to be a great game, exciting game. I think our crowd will be into it, nice and loud, and help us on defense, and hopefully we'll go out and play a good game for them. So, questions.
Mike, is Sam where you want him to be 5 practices in? Is he like ahead of schedule or kind of where you expected him to be?
Well, it's kind of hard to judge with 5 practices. You know, he's working in, but, you know, he's got a ways to go still.
There's a Boston Globe report that says he might dress on Sunday, Sam Bradford. Is there any truth to that?
I don't know how the Boston Globe will know because I haven't made any decisions yet.
Is there a possibility at all?
Well, as you, every question that you ask if there's a possibility, and there's always a possibility of everything.
Is he healthy enough if you do need him?
I think so.
When you have 5 practices, what's the biggest thing that you can see in terms of whether he'd be game ready in those 5 practices?
Well, it's kind of hard to get reps when you're getting your starter ready. So when you got, you know, 40 reps in a practice and he gets 5 and Bridgewater gets 5 and, you know. You want to talk about the Saints?
Mike, as a defensive coach, what kept you up, you know, game planning? Was it the quarterback or running game? Which did you pay more attention?
Each week, everything keeps me up. You know, they're very explosive offensively. They're second in the league. You know, obviously they've got a great quarterback who knows where to go with the football, gets the ball out in the right place. He's very accurate, gets the ball out early. The running game is much improved. You know, the two backs, Kamara does a great job on making guys miss. You know, the other back, Ingram, is a strong physical runner that gains yards after contact. And so, you know, all those things, they do a great job in play actions, do a great job in the screens, and so, you know, we'll have to be on point.
What's your biggest message to the team when you're talking about playoff football versus regular season game?
You know, it's not really too much of that message. It's just, you know, we got to be on point, we got to be ready to go, and, you know, if you make mistakes, you go home.
How do you feel that they are kind of where they're at mentally going into this? You talk about they understand what's at stake, but now that it's here, how do you feel like their mental state of things is?
Our guys?
Yeah.
Good. I think they're ready to go. I think we'll play well.
Since you faced them early in the season, what's changed both from your team perspective as well as what you've seen with the Saints? What's changed with their
You know, throughout the course of the season, you get guys injured, so there's different things that happen there. You know, they're missing some guys. We're missing some guys. But, you know, for the most part, a lot of the core things are the same.
Hey, Mike, the game plan's in. You're done for the week. What do you do to decompress, be by yourself, your moment of zen before a big game like this?
I don't know that I have moments of zen. I have moments of nervousness sitting in the locker room before the game, and just, you know, really what you do is you just keep studying. That's what I do. I keep studying, keep trying to figure out what's the best thing and best situation that we can do. You know, you go through a lot of what ifs. What if they do this? You know, how are we going to combat that? You know, and then you get a bottle of red wine.
Mike, in your process at this point in the week when you've been studying them for so long, I mean, are there a lot of times where you'll have something in the last day or so of preparation that clicks and makes a big
difference? Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, I've still got a lot of work to do, honestly, as far as preparation and studying the things that I need to study. You go back and review things quite a bit. You know, it's really just like getting ready for a test every week. So you go back and you start studying on your tests, and you go back and review, and then you think about some other things that, okay, well, this might be good in this situation, this might be good in that situation, and, you know, and then once you get in the game, it's really you're just playing a game, and you're kind of making adjustments on the fly.
Is there a fine line to preparing but not over-preparing or overthinking things too much and just kind of...
Yeah, well, I think definitely... you know, especially when you have a lot of time between games, You know, we as coaches tend to want to try to do too much. And it's important that you remember that if you play fast and you play physical and you do the right things, that usually that's the best way to go about it. So, you know, we didn't get to this point by tricking everybody. We've got to this point by executing and doing the things that we do. And, you know, that's just, I think that's always the best way. Take care of the football, you know, try to get turnovers.
Like Terrence Newman,
yeah.
Practice today.
Yes.
He's a full go for Sunday.
Well, it's limited on the report, but or questionable, I guess, would be on the report. Good? All right. Thank you. Good.